Erev Shabbos, Parshas Devarim, Tavshin Ayin. Ela Devarim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to all of Klal Yisrael. As Rashi says, he had all of Klal Yisrael gathered there when he gave them this rebuke, when he admonished them. He had all of them there. Rashi says, because if only part of them would have been there, then when the others would come back and they say, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu told us we did this wrong and that wrong, the others would have said, ah, if we were there, we would have said, nah, it's not true, we would have that excuse and this excuse. And you see that a few times throughout. The pasuk continues, Vahi ba'arboim shona ba'asher asochedish be'achel lachedish. It wasn't the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, which is Rish Chodesh Shvat. That's when Dibur Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Kachala Shatziva Yisa Hashem Moshe Aleihem. Means, when did he say Parshas Devarim? The whole Sefer Devarim, the whole Mishnah Torah, which has about 200 mitzvahs in it, many of them repetitions, but many of them new ones, before they enter Eretz Yisrael, was said in the entirety in 5 weeks. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on Zayin Adar. This is Rish Chodesh Shvat. So that's when he spoke to them. Why did he wait till the end, sort of to the last minute? Why did he wait till the last minute to give them? Rashi says he waited Samach Lamisa. Why? Because otherwise, this guy's giving us Musar again, and he's going to come back next week and tell us more Musar. So he did it at the end. This way, in the people's mind, they know he's going to tell us it once, and that's it. We'll be finished with him, and then hopefully they'll take it to heart. But the Torah points out, when did he say this? This is after they defeated Sichon, who lived in Cheshbon, and it's Og Melech HaBashan, and the other great warrior, the giant, Og HaShayoshev, who lived Ba'ashtoros Medrei. Interesting, we point out the places where they were. Rashi says again, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's Cheshbon over here? Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I give them Teichacha, I have to at least start showing them that they're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Indeed, when we started out on our journey to get Yisrael, we're almost there. If I rebuke them earlier, they're going to say, "Mazeh malaze aleinu ma'hedev lanu einibel lekanter v'lim seila." He can't take his Eretz Yisrael, so therefore he's making excuses. Hey, you know, you guys are you're not so good. I have to give you a lot of teichach. I'll let you get a lot of musar. So Rashi says, that's why he waited. And that's what this pasuk is telling us here. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu gave him this teichach. You see, very interesting thing here. That people, they don't want to hear musar. People don't want to hear. If they weren't there in the first, they would have said, we would have said this excuse, that excuse. You see here, if it wouldn't have been exactly timed right, the people would have rejected it. The people wouldn't have accepted it. And what you see is also that on the side of the manig as well, the side of the one that's giving the musar, Moshe Rabbeinu also had to know this. He had to know that his people were complainers. He had to know that had he not timed it exactly right, close to the time of his death, and after he already gave them some of Eretz Yisrael, he already got them Ktzas Ha'aretz, they went into Eva HaYarden, he knew that they wouldn't have accepted it. See, the leader also, he can't be naive. He has to know all of the... As much as he has to try to pick up his flock, he has to also know the shortcomings and where they're not going to listen to him. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu did. But that's Rashi's pshat. And Achri Akoi says, Sichem Melech HaMairi. And going in a little bit of the Tzad HaRemez, the Sfasemis says in the name of his Eder Chodesh Yarim, an interesting pshat. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell him this? After Achri Akoise, Sichem Melech HaMairi, Sheyesh B'Cheshbon, there's Oig Melech HaBashan. And then the next pasuk says, Be'evar Yardin, when they went Evar Yardin, Eretz Moav, Hoyel Moshe Be'eres HaTerah Azayis Leimar. Moshe Rabbeinu explained the entire Torah clearly. Rashi says, what does this mean, Be'eres HaTerah? B'Shivim Lashon Pirshalahem. This was the time that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though they had been learning Torah till now, right, they've been learning Torah the last 40 years. At this point in time, Moshe Rabbeinu says, now, before you now enter into Eretz Yisrael, and you sort of move on with history, now I have to translate the Torah into 70 languages. 70 languages, of course, is Keneged, the Zion, the Shivim Umais. 70 languages he translated the Torah to indicate that I'm giving you the Torah in 70 different languages, because the koyach that you'll have throughout history against the Shivim, the Ayin Umais, Keneged, all of the Goyim, which each of them have an aspect of Torah, as we see, you can even translate Torah into other languages, as the Medrash in the beginning of Parsha explains. So Moshe Rabbeinu is indicating to them, I'm translating the Torah into each language, because you'll need the Torah in 70 languages to use that Koyach HaTorah to go against the 70 nations that you'll be faced against. The nations of Sichin and Oig sort of represent all 70 languages. He says the Pshat, that we began to say in the name of the Chiddush Yerim, that Sichin represents all of those nations that will go against us and try to pervert our Machshava. And that's why I say Yoshev Becheshbein. Cheshbein for the Lashon of Machshava. Chazal teaches a different way. Cheshbein, he teaches Cheshbein is that Sichin was represented all the nations really who will go against the Machshava to not have proper Machshavas. Oig Melech Habasha Yeshiva Ashtoris Bedrei. Ashtoris Bedrei means it was a strong fortified city. Edrei we find several times both in Chumash and in Gemara. It refers to the arm. When it says Bezroyach Anutuya, Bezroyach Targum Taiches Edrei. Edrei is the lashon of an arm, which refers to the Maisa, Tklea Maisa. So Oig represents those perversions in our Maisim, Sichin represents those perversions in our Machshava. Keneged that, we have the mitzvah of Tfilin. Tfilin Shel Reish, which we know we call Keneged our Machshavas, to make sure our Machshavas are proper, and the Tfilin Shel Yad, which is put on the arm, on the Edrei, to go Keneged all those forces of the Maisim Roim, represented by the Umaisu. What does that mean? Represented by the Umais means that Moshe Rabbeinu knew already now that there's going to be a long history of Klal Yisrael. Now they're going to Eretz Yisrael, now they'll build the Beis Hamikdash. But Moshe Rabbeinu foresaw already there'll be times we won't have the Beis Hamikdash anymore. We'll be going into Golis. And through those Golis, throughout the Shivim Umais, the 70 nations that will face against, and each one will come with its own attack on Klal Yisrael. The only way we'll be able to fight them is through the Koyach HaTorah. The Torah has to guide us throughout history to have our Machshavas proper, to have our Maisim proper. And that's why the Torah had to be translated into Shivim Lashon Pirshu Lahem, to always have that koyach to go against these forces. In the Haftarah, we read this Shabbos, we read Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoitz. The Haftarah of Yeshaya, his Musa to Klal Yisrael, he says, Shimu Shemayim Vazin Yeres, Yashem Diber, Bonim Gidalti Vremanti, Vehein Pashubi. That's his Musa. That's how he starts off. Bonim Gidalti, that I raised these children. Kosh Baruch was saying, I raised Klal Yisrael Gidalti, as the Mashkiach explained. I raised you in a way that you have everything that you need. Hashem says, I made you into a nation, I made you into my bonim, and you have everything perfect, exactly the way you have to serve me, I gave to you. Not only that, v'remamti, and it was v'remam, tonu mikol loshein. I made you exalted, I made you greater than every nation. And you used those keichos, you used those abilities that I gave you, v'hem pashubi. And they used them against me. The Mashkiach gave several examples. We know the intellectual prowess of Jews throughout history. has always been something of greatness, even amongst the nations. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that power to be able to succeed in Golus, to be able to serve Him properly. And many times, many Jews use those keiches to go against what we were supposed to do, to go against the Kadosh Baruch Hu Himself. As he gave an example, he says the Nakuda of Geneva's Das, that we could deceive people, to deal with people in deceitful ways. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that power because there will be times in Golus which we have to rightfully deceive those who are trying to harm us. So we have this ability of being devious and against people. It brings a whole maisa that the Goyim wanted all the Jews to come to a certain place, and there was a Zaken Echad said, I wasn't able to come. Why not? He says, because I was afraid I would get trampled on. There's no such thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu made an ace, the Gemara says, and the next day some attacker got trampled in that same area. And as they was able to use to trick them and fool them. So that was a kayak that Hashem had to give us to survive throughout the Golus. And the Haim, Pashubi, I gave them this godless, I gave them this greatness, Veremimus, Haim Pashubi, they used those kaychas against me. Someone once asked Rav Huttner that, why do we have, why did Hashem create a kruma cup? Why did He create a crooked mind? You know, because this way people, you know, they say kruma things in pshat and Torah, they say crooked things in Torah, or they could have a skewed view on things. So why did Hashem give us that kayach? Why did Hashem just give us a straight, glatta cup? So Rav Huttner told him, it's in order to be able to be dalekav schus. Because sometimes you see someone doing something wrong, and you say, I can't believe this person would do something. So you have to have a krumkeit. Must be, this was the reason. Must be, that happened. As the Gemara gives a whole case in the Gemara in Shabbos, that someone had to be down like Havschus, his employer for not paying him, and he had to figure out all sorts of crazy ways how this was able to be possible. And indeed, that's what it was. That was really the true story. But that's the Pshat. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us certain things to be able to use to serve Him. The Haim Pashubi, and they went against me. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's taina, just in this one pasuk that the Navi Yeshaya says. Go back to this Fasemis, he says, indeed there were times of Banim Gidalti Vremanti, there were times of Kadosh Baruch Hu said you could serve me when you'll be Godel, you'll be great, you'll have Remus, you'll be exalted, and that was the times when you had the Beis HaMikdash. Shem says, you could serve me, and there will be other nations. Indeed, there will be the Ayin Umais. There will be the because they're represented by the Zayin Umais, all 70, and then they're also a subcategory of Sichin and Ay. That you'll be faced always with the Ayin Umais, and you'll have to use the Kerechater always to go against. But there will be times where you'll do it in a state of Gidalti Vremanti. And then when you go connected me, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then you're going to have to go in a way of shiflus. You're going to go away in a way of lowliness, in a state of lowliness. That's how you're now going to have to go fight against these Ayin Umais. In one way, it's easier. As Chazal tells, the Nisayin of Oishir is greater than the Nisayin of Oini. The Nisayin sometimes of greatness is much harder to overcome than the Nisayin of being low down and being knowing that we are subservient to the other nations. But this Shabbos Chazayin, which leads us to the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a time where we sit on the floor. Sitting on the floor is what symbolizes that we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say we've given up. That we see that one of the purposes in the world is to use the Torah to go against all of the forces. The forces are represented not only by the Umas Ha'ilam, they obviously are represented by all of the Ra that's in every single person. And we're trying to fight that. We're trying to fight with Machshava, we're trying to fight against the Machshava Yisrael, against the Maisim Raim. And there was a time we were able to do it, because Shmokha says, I give you the power to do it. Tisha B'Av is the what symbolizes we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we come to the realization ourselves that we gave up and we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have any Kayach anymore. The idea of sitting on the floor, of course one aspect is Avelus, like Avelim sit on the floor, turn over the chairs, turn over the beds. But in terms of the concept we're dealing with over here, we're talking about over here, it's the realization for ourselves and the indication for us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we come to a point in time where the machshavas and the maisim are so difficult for us to deal with. We put on tefillin, and how many of us could honestly say, yeah, the kayach, the kedush of tefillin, when I put on my tefillin, I really feel that I'm able to have proper thoughts. When I put on the tefillin shel yad, I'm able to have strength in my arm in terms of representing all my maisim. We're far from it. I believe we're far from it. And the avelus that we show is that we could show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are so far removed from that state of banim gidalti v'ramanti. And we realize that we're so far removed from that our strength that we have to fight Tumas Olam with the Zion, the Ayin Umayis, to fight them with the Torah, which was translated into Ayin Lashaynais. He says, we have no Kayach anymore. So we give up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give up. We don't have the Kayach anymore. And through that, we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see our tshuva. And that itself is the tshuva of Tisha B'Av, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then will have rachim on us and redeem us finally by Mashiach Tzidkenu. May Rav Yemeinu Amen.